is 15.
You ready? Good evening. Welcome to the Kendall County Board's adjourned September meeting for Tuesday, March 4th, 2025 at 6 p.m. Will you please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If we please remain standing, Mr. Rodriguez, if you wouldn't mind.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you so much for this day, Father. Thank you for this wonderful community. Thank you for this this board and for all the work that we have to do in the name of our community, Father. And Father, I pray for all our employees, Father, and also, Father, for all our departments and elected offices, Lord. And bless this community, Lord. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you, sir. Have a roll call, please.
Mr. Backman?
Here.
Mr. DeBolt?
Here.
Ms. Flowers? Mr. Gangler?
Here.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Here.
Mr. Peterson?
Present.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Here.
Ms. Shanley?
Here.
Mr. Wormley?
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. With nine pro. Welcome back. There's a motion and a second on the table for the approval of the agenda. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. No special recognition that I'm aware of tonight. Public comment, if you have something you would like to discuss with the county board, you'll have 5 minutes if you want to come forward. All right, seeing none, a public hearing. Forgot about this. We now have a hearing to obtain public comment and consider the economic, social, and environmental effects of the application for public transportation financial assistance under Section 5311 of the Federal Transit Act of 1991, as amended, 49 U.S.C. 5311. Does anybody have any comment? No discussion? With that, I will close that hearing. Thank you. I get a motion. Actually, I have to read it first. Consent agenda. Letter A, approval of county board minutes from February 4th, 2025. Approval of standing committee minutes. Approval of claims in an amount not to exceed $1,171,448.51. Approval of service agreement between Kendall County and the Village of Newark for the provision of demand response transportation. Approval of service agreement between Kendall County and the Village of Minooka for the provision of demand response transportation. Approval of resolution authorizing execution and amendment of Section 5311 grant agreement. Approval of an ordinance to provide public transportation in Kendall County, Illinois. Approval of resolution for Kendall Area Transit Program on behalf of Kendall County, Illinois, granting signature authority to the county administrator or the deputy county administrator in the administrator's absence. Are there any items in consent agenda that members would like to have pulled? Seeing none, could I get a motion on the consent agenda?
Sorry.
Who is Shanley and Bachman? Can I get a roll call, please?
Mr. Backman?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Aye.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Ms. Shanley?
Yes.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Motion carries 9-0. We do not have any old business or new business. Standing committee reports. I don't have any in front of me. Anybody? Special committee reports.
Sorry, Matt.
Oh, yes.
This is going to give
me
a little update.
The
demolition has been going very good over at the county building. They're removing the asbestos floors this week. The second and third floors are completely cleaned, and they're framing walls on the third floor.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Everything
else is going well.
Yes. Yeah, on time or ahead of.
I don't want to jinx it.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Exactly. Very good. Then special committee reports and liaison reports. We'll have some for you from Forest Preserve. So, other business. I have nothing. Does anybody have? I guess the only thing under chairman's report, we did participate today a Christina and I were at the Dresden nuclear, what do we call that, practice today. Today wasn't the actual event. We have a group that gets together with EMA and goes through scenarios with if there was a nuclear incident in Dresden, how the county would respond, how other counties would, how we'd reach out. Some of us talked to Ethan today from the room, how we would get information out to the public and just how we would handle that. We had people from the sheriff's office, EMA, GIS, there's probably 15 to 20 people in the room. Health department, yeah, and the feedback we got today was a practice so you could ask questions with FEMA and different people from the state, and I guess the feedback I got today was just overwhelmingly good. Multiple times I was sitting in front of the individuals from FEMA, and I heard a couple of them say, I'm so glad I got to come to Kendall County today instead of other places, or this is my favorite place to go. That family dynamic of our employees interacting, it's really nice to see, and looking forward to April 8th. We actually have the actual drill where they will be evaluating us without any input. So interesting day. I know Mr. Rodriguez did it 2 years ago, but one of those things that Roger Bonucci does behind the scenes with EMA that hopefully we never have to see have him take control of and do, but it's ready. So, and representative from the sheriff's office was there, and just really good event. So public comment again, if anybody has any comments for the from the public.
I would like if undersheriff will come up and talk about Polar Plunge.
Yeah, very good.
The red light's got to turn on there. Press the button.
Yeah.
Sweet. Technology, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Polar Plunge was great this weekend. Honestly, I think there were 300, I don't know if it was 320, 340, somewhere in there, people jumping. Water temperature was probably 36, 37 degrees, but it was definitely warm outside, sunny, no wind. The feedback we got at the fairgrounds was much better than it's been in the past. The amount of buses that we had this time helped the system. That's always been the continuous problem, is the amount of buses and people loading buses, getting them down to Loon Lake. But the weather was nice, so people didn't have to stand around for a long time in the cold elements. I'll be interested to see how much money was raised. I know those numbers will be out in the coming weeks. I know last year we set a lofty goal for this year to beat last year's, knocking at $120,000+. I don't know where we're gonna be at this year, but I know Oswego did their own plunge. They had a 20th anniversary, so they decided they wanna do it at Oswego Police Department, but we did get Yorkville Police Department back on board. They had been doing their own up at Gopher at Sports Dome for the past few years, but they've since jumped back and went with the Sheriff's Office and Team Kendall. So all in all, great success. The athletes were super excited. Some of the costumes were awesome. There were two blow-up frogs that jumped right after us at the sheriff's office, and thank the fire department, because evidently the blow-up frogs fill up with water very quickly, and one of them was tough getting out of the water. So, as you can imagine, they were about, I don't know, 7 feet tall and probably 4 feet wide, so these huge blow-up frogs, so they're very comical. But yeah, it's all for a great cause. I know we raised a lot of money, so it was awesome.
What were you dressed as?
I was Sergeant Slaughter. So we were, our team was your favorite cartoon character. So I decided to go with one of the G.I. Joes. And, so there's lots of pictures floating around out there. We had Beavis and Butthead. We had Cat in the Hat. We had just a litany of cartoon characters. My son was, there was a cartoon when he was watching cartoons back in the day, that it was called Sheriff Callie, and one of the sidekicks for the sheriff was a cactus, and his name was Toby. So Austin was dressed up as a cactus, so that was pretty fun. He said it was probably the most difficult thing he's done, trying to get out of the water in a complete suit, because it weighed about 50 pounds after he dunked in the water. But it was good. So yep, freezing for a reason, we always say, and you know, it's always a great, great event. So
that's great.
Next year, we hope to see you guys out there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. I was there.
Oh,
we'd
be there.
We would be happy to help sponsor. If anybody decided they wanted, Dan wanted to come out and jump in with us, but yeah, no, it's all of a good cause. Megan Hanna does a phenomenal job with the Sheriff's Office and Special Olympics. She's kind of the driving force behind that. Keeps us on task, and Lord knows half the time we need it, so.
Yeah, it's not just that event. You did a pancake breakfast and a celebrity bartender event.
Correct.
And are there others, but
yeah,
I know
that's,
it's not just.
Yeah, right, we did the pancake breakfast at the Moose. The Moose here in Yorkville has been outstanding in helping with Special Olympics.
Yeah.
They host that pancake breakfast, and I know just that one breakfast alone, I think we raised over $1,200 for Special Olympics, which was pretty nice. And then celebrity bartender, they raised thousands of dollars for that. So, yeah, no, it's always an ongoing thing. We'll have Special Olympics torch run, cop on a rooftop shared with Duncan in the springtime. So yeah, it's kind of a full year event, and it's always great to do. So. If anybody wants to run for the law enforcement torch run, we'd be love to have you guys out. It's always a good little jog around the neighborhood.
Hey, Bobby.
Yes,
we
sir?
Have pancake breakfast on the east side of county too. We have about four of them in the last 3 weeks. So
yeah.
Don't forget us about over there.
Oswego's been super busy, obviously, with some of the events that they had. And honestly, it doesn't really matter where you raise money for Special Olympics. It's,
yep.
It all goes to Special Olympics Illinois. It's a great cause. I know that Chicago, they get pretty intense, and that they have a polar plunge where you plunge once every hour for 24 hours. So that would be pretty intense going into Lake Michigan for that. So, but yeah, no. And honestly, like Geneva Police Department, they come down and plunge with us. I believe they won this year again for the amount of money that they raise. So yeah, it's not just us here in Kendall, although you know this is our little slice of the world, but all in all, Illinois Special Olympics is where it's at. So,
yeah. Thank you so much for all that. So
yeah.
And asking.
Absolutely. Yep.
All right. Anything else? Questions from Mr. Krueger? We do have a need for executive session for the purpose of.
Number 11, litigation when an action against affecting or on behalf of the particular public body has been filed and is pending before a court or administrative tribunal.
Can I get a motion to that effect, please?
Make a motion.
Second.
Ebolt and Peterson, roll call.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Aye.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Ms. Shanley?
Yes.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Mr. Beckman?
Yes.
Okay. Motion carries. We're going to adjourn to the Lincoln Room for our executive session. When we return to this room, we have no business or discussion for the county board other than a motion to adjourn. All right, we are back in regular session. It's 6:21 p.m. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So
Beckman and Peterson, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
He didn't say it.
I made eye contact with you, so like I just as I looked up, I'm like.